Listen to me, sonny, I don't wanna be funny, but I tell you what I'd do if I didn't have the money. I'd steal them suckers, yes, I'd become a felon. A shoplifting them cantaloupe melons. Run to the supermarket, tell the supermarket man to give you a fresh red cantaloupe. Not one in the can, don't want no tomatoes, don't want no artichoke. I just want a nice ripe cantaloupe. Don't want no weenies, don't want no jelly beans, don't want no bananas, no cigars from a band, and no sugar frosted cereal or ivory soap. I just want a nice ripe cantaloupe.
There you go.
I'll keep my day job. I'm not a singer.
Yeah. I like how he goes, felon.
So some other fun statistics, if you're curious. Of the 9 states in cantaloupe production, Arizona is number 2, only behind California. We're always behind California. It's always, you know, but we're number 2.
There's a few areas and commodities we tap on top, but it's a landmass.
It's partly a landmass, yes. And like I said, there's 2 seasons. Most people don't realize that. We have the early summer cantaloupe season, and our 12 to 14 major growers, farm families, but the larger cantaloupe producers, they're prepping the harvest crews, and they'll be harvesting so that we have an early summer cantaloupe crop, and we have a fall cantaloupe crop here in Arizona. California, I believe, can say the same thing, but very few states can obviously claim that. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty neat story. And Mark, I heard you mentioned on all the crops that you have grown that one of them was cantaloupe and watermelon over the years, your family's history.
Yeah, we grew it for about 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. So where were the farms, besides what you're doing now, your location, where were some of the other family farms? Was this mainly in Mason, Tempe?
Gilbert, out in southeast Gilbert. And then some of the farms ran all the way down to Coolidge, Arizona.
Okay. So you guys were all over. And you're holding on to that one link in agriculture in that one spot in Mesa. It's fun to go there in the summer. It's fun to see the people that come by. And you've got some young kids that manage that for you. Tell us a little bit more about the day-to-day on the farm once it's at its peak and it's busy.
Well, day-to-day, our sweet corn is picked fresh every morning, and my brother and my nephews are growing and harvesting it this time for me. And otherwise, it's picked fresh, brought into the farm by the time we open at 7 a.m., and we go through all the produce and make sure that it's great for consumer use and set aside those that aren't. But otherwise, all our watermelon and cantaloupe usually come off at the same time. June 1st is always the target for watermelons in Arizona, at least up in the Salt River Valley, because the Russo family farms, I get it from them. They bring it over, and it's, again, picked fresh daily, so it doesn't go to the warehouses. Comes right direct to the farm. Same with the cantaloupe. Some of the cantaloupes are grown in the Salt River Valley. Like you said, Moratori's, Russo does. And then Yuma also grows a lot of cantaloupe.
So just a little bit more about the Moratori family. They've been doing it for so long. They market under the candy label. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. But they sell mostly to major retailers. So again, this is watch for that candy label. And that's K-A-N-D-Y. Their website explains that they are an American grower and shipper rooted in a century of experience. So, Mark, they sound like your family, in fresh fruit and vegetable farming. And that's also the story that can be told of the Russo family. Just maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I interviewed someone that works for Russo Family Farms, and they were, you know, they're definitely known for their carrots. But they were out there, and they were in the thick of the harvest, and Cammy Weddle is her name, and she was able to kind of pan with her phone and show me their harvesting and the whole operation. She would have taken me into the carrot plant, but it's so noisy, it wouldn't have really worked. But this is a family that, like the Freeman family, really know their vegetables and really do a great job for you and I as Arizona consumers. And we got to keep those fresh fruits on our plate, especially during this time. We want to stay healthy. We may have to be stay at home right now because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but make sure you've got that 3/4 vegetables, and farmers like Mark Freeman can do that.
I would have to say one of my favorite things about the Farm Fresh Hour is I have yet to find another industry that's so deep in Arizona history. I mean, who else could you bring on here consistently, have a guest from an industry that's 5th, 6th, 7th generation Arizona and still in the family business? And, you know, the stories and the history and that development of Arizona, I don't think there's another industry that even comes close.
There really isn't. And just the wealth of information that comes from these families and the legacy that they pass on. Mark, you just said earlier that both sides of your family were a farming family and, 100 plus years. So those kind of things really remind us how important sustainability is within the agriculture community. And Freeman farmers, the Freeman family, they're a perfect proof of that. And that's one of the reasons why I take it, Mark, that you didn't give up on your farming, even with development surrounding you.
Well, one of the hardest things for farmers today is to navigate on our roadways, and regardless of what municipality that we farm in. And that goes to the dairymen as well. I mean, we have a lot of dairies in Maricopa County, dairies in the southeast part of Mesa, a few left in Chandler. I don't think there's any left in Tempe or Phoenix.
Just different shifts. Let's talk more about that in the next segment.